was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I have.
We have to stop now and do the radio show, Sid.
We can't dance anymore?
No, we get our headphones tangled up. Welcome back to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy. And with us, we have the Tennessee State Representative, Steve McDaniels, who also has a love of Civil War history. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Sue. I'm happy to be with you and Kevin this afternoon.
Well, it's our pleasure.
It's not often I get a state representative driving me around in his car on battlefields.
Did she talk your leg off, Steve?
Listen, she kicked back and relaxed. You know?
Yes, right. I did. And we're talking about Parker's Crossroads Battlefield in the, it's near Shiloh. A lot of people have heard about Shiloh, especially if they have kids in Boy Scouts. So can you tell us a little bit about where it is located and what you do with them?
Yes. The Parker's Crossroads Battlefield is located midway between Nashville and Memphis. If one travels I-40 from Memphis to Nashville, it's 100 miles either direction. And then we're just 51 miles north of the Shiloh National Battlefield Park.
Well, when I was there visiting along with some of the other travel journalists, you drove us around to some of the battlefields, and we were very fortunate there was a reenactment going on. How often do those happen?
We have living history programs throughout the year, and on every even-numbered year, we have a larger event where we put on a pretty big battle demonstration as the second weekend in June of each year. And then what you saw, Sue, when you were there was a living history program and with a battle skirmish pitched in.
Now, Steve, is that a state-supported program or is it all volunteers?
It's an all-volunteer program.
Well, bless you. That's a great deal.
The battlefield park, we've been working on our preservation efforts to save the Parker's Crossroads Battlefield, but the state has title to the property, and we have a unique situation where the city of Parker's Crossroads maintains the battlefield, and the Battlefield Association sponsors the various living history programs and reenactments throughout the year.
But that is not a part of Shiloh, so I'm sure you probably end up getting short shrift on some of this, do you not?
Well, Shiloh, as I said, is just south of us, a short drive, about 45 minutes, and the national park there, Woody Harrell, the park superintendent, has been very, very supportive of Parker's Crossroads and has helped us acquire we have 7 artillery pieces on the battlefield, and he's been very instrumental in seeing that those were placed there.
You also had an encampment set up where it was a pretty warm day, and the soldiers were dressed up in wool uniforms, so it was kind of warm for them, and the ladies were all dressed up, and there were children, and they were doing activities. They showed a tent that was set up as a washroom, kind of a wash house where they could take their baths, another where they could cook over the open fires.
You really, so you had a unique opportunity when you visited to see I don't think they like to call it a refugee camp, but it was where the town had moved outside the city because the city was occupied by Union soldiers, mm-hmm. and so they moved the mayor and the sheriff and even the undertaker. They're all moved out and living in tents, like a tent city, and that's what you experienced.
And these are all volunteers. And you also have a welcome center, which is located in a what's called a dog trot log cabin.
Yes.
Could you tell a little bit about that and the battle that was inside of their setup?
Yeah. The Parker's Crossroads Log Cabin Information Center is a focal point where a visitor may come and see the battlefield diorama that was created, that sort of a big map with soldiers and horses and cannons and structures on the battlefield where you get an overview of it before you begin your tour.
Steve, can you tell us a website that our listeners can go to, please?
Yes, it's simply parkerscrossroads.com.
Well, thank you very much for my tour, and thank you for being on the Travel Planner Show with us today.
Thank you, Sue and Kevin. Yeah, it's my pleasure.
I've got to ask you, Representative McDaniels, is it every 2 years because it takes you that long to get anybody to volunteer to be a Yankee?
Let me tell you, it's hard to get a Yankee to come south and get shot.
Wait a minute. I'm a Yankee, but I didn't get shot at.
But we welcome our friends from the north any day.
Well, it's certainly been a pleasure having you on the show, and it sounds like a wonderful place for someone to stop and learn about this nation's great history, no matter which side you're on. We want to again thank you for being on the Travel Planner Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin, Sue.
Our pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Representative
Bye-bye.
Steve McDaniels of the great state of Tennessee. Still to come, we're going to wrap up the show, tell you what's coming next week. A lot of good things coming your way. You are listening to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin
and Sue McCarthy.